I have Kenny Blumenfeld here on the phone, a senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. And Kenny, thanks for being with us this morning and every Friday morning.
Yeah, always happy to join you as you prepare for your too little too late party or too much too late. I don't know what. You're getting a nice dose of winter in the Northland this weekend. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, just one fun little tidbit about this is we have some good friends who have a big sailing plan this summer, and they are launching today regardless of weather. So we're kind of starting our summer season even as winter's coming back. Tell us what's going to happen, if you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this is. I'm going to show my skills as a sailor here. They might consider just pulling the boat out, hauling it down to the southern Minnesota border, dropping it into one of those open, ice-free southern Minnesota lakes where the air temperatures will be in the mid-80s today.
Oh.
Just a thought.
Yeah. The mid-80s, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah, it is. So we've got a low pressure system, and it's always that, right? I mean, low pressure systems they're really kind of why I have a job, I guess, if you think about it. You know, all the interesting stuff, precipitation, thunderstorms, snowfall, it usually is a result of rising air motions, and the air tends to rise when the pressure above the surface of the earth is relatively low, so there's less atmosphere sort of pressing down, and that allows things to rise, and as the air rises, it cools and condenses, and it produces clouds and precipitation. And when these systems of low pressure get big enough, they start to rotate, and the stronger they are, the more they rotate. And we've got kind of a 1-2 punch.
Huh.
The first one is coming through southern Minnesota today, and it is, I mean, this thing is wild. It doesn't have a lot of moisture. You know, a lot of times you pull in moisture from the Gulf. We'll call it the Gulf.
Yep.
You pull in moisture from the Gulf, and it you kind of saturate that whole warm part of a storm system. Well, that won't be the case with today's. Instead, all the moisture arriving with that storm is going to get deposited way off to the north, up in, you know, from the Canadian border on north. That's kind of the main batch of precipitation, but there's going to be this feeder precipitation that kind of feeds into that area that's going to pass over northeastern Minnesota. Mm. Down here in the south, it's just like, I just imagine, you know, these cyclones, if they have low pressure, that means the air is actually being directed towards the low pressure. It flows from high to low pressure, but it also has to move around that, kind of around that drain in a counterclockwise manner. And that's because of the rotation of the earth. And this is just pulling, it's just pulling in incredibly warm air. It is going to, you know, I mean, it's only what, March 28th. And we're going to have temperatures easily above 80 degrees across maybe the southern fifth or so of Minnesota.
Huh.
Possibly mid-80s are reasonably likely in the I-90 area. There's a remote shot at actually challenging the all-time March high temperature record for the state, which is 88 degrees. I don't think we have a good chance of breaking that record, but it's not a zero chance. It's certainly, you know, one in 10 odds or something like that. It's possible. And that huge temperature contrast. I mean, like here in the Twin Cities, we're going to have 75, 70, maybe 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. But if you go just north of town, 50 miles, say you're taking that drive down 35 between Duluth and the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Duluth isn't getting out of the 30s. Hinckley's not getting out of the 40s. Rush City's barely getting out of the 50s. And then all the rest of the gradient from the 50s through the low 80s is going to be condensed in this, you know, 60, 75 mile wide area.
So depending on if you're an inner or an outer suburb, that could make a difference of as much as 10 degrees.
Yeah, exactly. It makes a big difference. You know, if you're way up, if you're past the split up in, you know, north of Forest Lake, you might be wondering, well, what warm air? Because the southerly winds might not ever really make it up there.
Huh.
Whereas you get down inside the 694 or 494 loop, you know, you're going to feel it. It's going to feel like summer. And again, it's March, but this is just kind of round one. And I don't like the way it looks in northern Minnesota. There's a really strong signal for kind of persistent light rain, much of which will fall with below freezing temperatures. Some of that rain will freeze before it hits the ground, so it will technically be sleet. And some of it will freeze on contact, which is freezing rain. And of the two, freezing rain tends to be a bigger pain because it makes glazed surfaces.
Right.
Whereas sleet actually provides a little bit, sleet's interesting. It provides a little bit of traction compared to freezing rain anyway. It's going to be a mix of the two. I think as you get into the high areas, any listeners in the highland, you know, the higher terrain outside of town, and especially up in Cook County, where the probably going to be a little heavier precipitation. That could be more ice. That's sort of our ice storm belt. But we'll just have to see. It's a kind of messy, slushy, sleety, icy situation. Not a lot of accumulating snow with round one. Now, round two is a different cyclone that's going to come out of Colorado and pass into Iowa and southern Wisconsin basically tomorrow into Sunday. And that's going to have much colder air over more of Minnesota. And we don't know exactly where all the precipitation with this is going to go, but there's been kind of a convergence of scenarios that have at least the northern edge of it making up to the north shore of Lake Superior. So some accumulating snows seem increasingly likely anyway. Hmm. Duluth, Two Harbors, and then, of course, the higher terrain. It does look like if I were to take all of the forecast models at their word, I would say maybe that the heaviest snow will generally be concentrated a little farther south, you mm-hmm. know, Pine City, Cloquet, Hinckley, out to the west of there too. But the way these systems work, they often get a boost from the lake and a boost from the higher terrain. And so you end up with some bonus snows, even if the bulk of the energy from the cyclone is kind of missing you. So interesting weekend.
Messy. Yeah. And then just barely a break. And then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess first I should say, it looks like you'll have a little break tomorrow. So I love it when we find out we're actually just mammals, you know, it's raining, sleeting, icing, everyone's inside. You don't see a soul. And then, you know, Saturday we're going to have a break. It's going to clear. It's probably going to warm up a little bit. You might be able to melt some of whatever accumulates there. People will shuffle out of their houses. And then the next round moves in and people will go right back in and you won't see them until the end. You won't see them until Monday. And then we get a break on Monday and then a new one moves in on Tuesday. And that looks also very strong. It's so far away now. It's three systems away. I mean, there's two in between now and it. So I can't say exactly where that's going to go or where the snow is, but it looks about as potent as the second system this weekend in terms of precipitation. It could produce heavy snow and also mixed precipitation. So, hey, I mean, we do have winter. It's just being carried by, you know, by March and now, you know, early April. So
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Kenny. We can see it's a lot, and I bet people will be looking at the radar after this and just seeing what the heck does this even look like. So thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We'll talk to you next week, and enjoy. I look forward to your report, because look at all the things that are going to happen between now and the next time we talk.
Right. I'll have to keep a record.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Katya.
You bet.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.